Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaden Daniels is being parked. They are resting him. He will be a scratch, and even if healthy, a healthy DNP in the final couple of weekends of this NFL season for Washington. Should they consider sitting anybody else? I said after we found out that he was getting sat and that they were going to move on without Daniels for the remainder of the year, there's no reason to not take other guys who are either playing through injuries and pain or who are injury risks to make sure they're okay for the offseason. I'm not talking about guys that are free agents to be or players that may not be back here anyway next year, but Laremy Tunsil right now is fighting through an injury.
Yep.
I would go to him today and say, thank you for an excellent season. Can't wait to negotiate with you this offseason. I've seen everything I need to see. You are going to be back here as a very high-paid left tackle.
I think that's the easiest name on the list, especially because, again, I think it was I can't remember who it was. I apologize. But I saw a video from practice today that was from far away where everybody goes out to stretch, and he's doing that, like, really labored gait to get back to the facility. Everyone else is practicing. He's got to go do some rehab. Great year. Have a seat, dude. Nothing else to prove.
I'll shut you down now, too.
Yeah.
Because you're really good. I'm putting you in Sharpie. You're my franchise left tackle, just like he's my franchise quarterback. Terry McLaurin has constantly been hurt this season. Now he's finally having this healthy stretch and he's starting to produce, and you saw him catch a 51-yard touchdown against the Giants and run through a tackle at the 10-yard line this week. That was great to see. Would Terry McLaurin want to sit? No. Does he probably have some incentives he could hit by playing? Possibly. I'm not talking about want. I don't know if this is a saying or not. I feel like it is. Want ain't got nothing to do with it. Isn't that a thing?
Deserve ain't got nothing to
okay,
do with
well,
it.
Well, I'm going to change
difference.
It. Yeah. Want got nothing to do with it. This is a, hey, Terry, I need you for camp. I need you for the preseason. We're trying again in 2026. So he's another guy that I would consider parking. But the question I want to pose to our listeners right now, and Danny, you could tackle it first, 800-636-1067 to chime in on this. 800-636-1067. Give me one good reason, if you're shutting Daniels down, who's your franchise quarterback, and yes, your most important player, and yes, more important than everybody else. But if you're willing to do that and to prioritize his offseason and his betterment next year, and you're willing to, at the most important position, give yourself less chance to win, why they shouldn't also be willing to do that at other positions where they can have their cake and eat it too. They can have their Funfetti bunt cake.
Oh, yeah.
And they can eat it, too.
It's the whole point of getting the cake to me.
Sit the guy that matters a lot to you to make sure he's healthy in the offseason. But also, Danny, because Terry's not out there, you get to evaluate Treylon Burks more. Mm-hmm. You get to evaluate Jalen Lane more. You get to see Brandon Coleman at tackle. So you can better make that decision as to what to do with him as opposed to Chris Paul at guard at the end of the season. Do you need to pay Chris Paul or not? Why am I wrong that I think It shouldn't just be Daniels when you're doing this. I didn't want to sit Daniels. But since they're doing it, that's the button they've touched. Why just touch that one?
You are not wrong, and I've been advocating for it for years. And unfortunately, we have to do this a lot around here because they've had terrible, meaningless seasons, and end of seasons have been futile exercises a bunch. We got into this argument years ago about Trent Williams, who was walking wounded, and having him go out and play a couple of pointless games. Said, let's shut it down. There's no reason to do this. So you can, you know, have him beat up for another loss. So I'm all in favor of it. I think it's smart. Here are my criteria, and it's very simple. If you meet these two criteria, then I am going to rest you, or at least treat it like a preseason game in terms of your reps. Maybe get you ready, get out there for a couple of plays, get your sweat, then, you know, go ride the stationary bike on the side. Are you going to be here, and am I counting on you to be productive? At this is in the future, so this is next year and beyond. If you you pass step one, go to step two. Have you been hurt a bunch this year? And I'm not talking about the normal bumps and bruises, the distinguishing factor between you got some bruises or you twisted something or whatever versus, no, you've had to sit out a bunch and you missed a bunch of time or you've had to leave a bunch of games with injury. And there are a few players that meet that criteria. You touched on two of them. Larry Metunsil, Terry McLaurin. Sorry, Terry, you lost your special privilege to have your desires be met with the whole hold out, hold in thing. I'm doing what's best for the ball club now, and that includes not playing you anywhere near as much. If I decide that Will Harris is my safety of the future, he missed a bunch of time. He could sit for me. But other guys that are going to be here that haven't had to leave a bunch of games and haven't been banged up, I'm not as worried about them, right? So to me, the recent injury history of Jaden Daniels is why I was in favor of shutting him down. I totally understand the perspective not to, because we all want the same thing, which is him to be great, and playing football is probably the best way to do that. My point was, we just can't handle it right now. But I'm going to sit all the guys that hey, this guy left a number of times with injury, or this guy missed weeks at a time, etc. And as soon as you reach those two things, you're part of my club that's going to hang out on the sidelines for some of these games.
So my big argument that I kept making was that they shouldn't shut Daniels down, and I still feel that way. And if he's healthy, he should play because he needs the work, and I still feel that way. And if Daniels was out there, a la the preseason, I need him out there with ones. It's got to be good on good. So it's McLaurin and Tunsil and, you know, all the guys that give him the best chance to have the most success. I'm not throwing him out there with twos. But the moment you sit Daniels, because my number one paramount priority down the stretch was games be damned. I don't care what the result is. If you lose, I don't care. If you win, I don't even care. I'm not upset necessarily. If Daniels is playing and you win and you cost your draft pick a spot or two, don't care about right. that.
He plays well, that's what
exactly.
matters.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the best, most important thing is that Daniels plays well and gets more comfortable and sees some things he'll see next year, and so that next year he handles them better, right? But the moment you decided that you weren't doing that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You have now taken a very different tone and tactic for the remainder of this season. So my prerequisites, you gave yours, in terms of who I would also park, is even lesser threshold. I don't need you to be hurt. Are you in my future plans, and do I know what you are already? Is the evaluation over? Can I close the book and say, I know this guy's really good?
Mm.
Are you a veteran that I know who you are, and are you in my future plans? Then I don't need to see more of you. These will be used like preseason games. And I feel bad for the fans paying a bunch of money that you're going to see an inferior product.
I get that.
But this is what needs to be done from the general manager level in this sport. This is how I've always felt. Now, it's not how it works. We're having multiple conversations on this show over many days. You heard me on Monday kind of pushing back on you at the Ben Sinnott thing a little bit. Is like, they're not just going to go out there and throw this guy the ball 10 times because they got people to answer to and a locker room of dudes putting their bodies on the line. And I'm not trying to be flippant, and I don't think this is overstated, putting their spines and their knees and their heads on the line. You can't just be willy-nilly with these decisions. But in a perfect world, what I'm asking is, if you're the GM, wouldn't you consider this? See, this isn't a Dan Quinn thing. This isn't a Cliff or a Joe Witt thing. At the coaching level, that's not how you do it. They're out there trying to get 10 yards in the first down to move the sticks and to get to the goal line and to score the points. But this is an Adam Peters thing. This is a Grant Peters thing, where I'm saying Jaden Daniels has been shut down. There is no need for me to risk a big injury for somebody else. Everyone wants to play this game, and I don't even like bringing this stuff up, but like, what if Jaden Daniels suffers this awful catastrophic knee injury? What if Jaden Daniels suffers this terrible thing in week 15, 16? What if that happens? I don't want to name other guys, but with your really important player at that position who's under contract, the guy who makes your offense go at wide receiver, that would suck too. That would also be a problem. So if we're willing to have the conversation with Daniels, why shouldn't the door be open on a few other guys? I'm not saying in mass. I'm not saying it's the last preseason game where 30 guys jog before the game and don't play, but why shouldn't six or seven guys not play?
I'm 100% in lockstep. I've felt, again, there are 2 points that you made. One, I've agreed with that view for a long time. The second one is, this is just not how it's done in the NFL.
But they're doing it with Daniels. That's what's interesting. That's why my momentum
the door is open.
Has shifted. Teams all over the league are not. The Bengals are not sitting Joe Burrow. You know, young quarterbacks especially, this doesn't happen. We saw it with Robert Griffin in 2013.
Yeah.
With three games to go, by the way, in his second season after winning Rookie of the Year, after a disappointing year two, where the team went from winning the division and making the playoffs to bottoming out. If any of this sounds familiar, let me know. But with three games left, they said, you're not going to start, and they went to their backup, and they shut him down.
That's right.
But, I mean, the examples are rare. This doesn't happen. So if you're willing to break through the teams don't really do this threshold, why only in this case?
This is exactly where I was going. The convention has already been bucked to a degree. Now, again, there's the not cleared for contact part of it, and you know there's still some things that aren't totally 100% crystal clear. Like, I'm not looking through easy glass to figure out everything that's going on, but in general, it's a combination of he's been hurt a bunch, we're concerned about his health, this just isn't working, plus he's not cleared, and we're shutting him down. It's like a lot of different things that all lead to this one spot, and how much each is weighing on that pull, I don't know the answer to. I don't know that we ever will, but here we are. This is something, as you said, that's very rare, that's not done very often. And once you're willing to break that convention, now you could start opening up towards other forward-thinking things. Like this, like having your all-pro caliber left tackle not break his body for nothing. I'm all in favor of it.
By the way, he's left multiple games with injuries before this injury.
I know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.